Oh, hi, folks. Can't talk right now. I just found out there's a Disney convention going on right here in the Venus Arms. I'm on my way down to the function rooms to check it out. I'll see you down there. Oh, and this is Comedy Forecast, episode 226. Completely moused up. Hit it! Hi, I'm Clinton. When I set up my Comedy Forecast recording studio here in the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, I had no idea how weird this place can be. But hey, don't take my word for it. Just listen. Wow, look at all the people.
And that's why it's called observational humor.
Hey, it's Paul Barry from A Window to the Magic. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Oh, come on. I wouldn't dream of missing Middling Mouse Mayhem 2011.
Cool. Is Terry here?
Yeah, she's somewhere over there. It's a big crowd.
Hey, what do you have in the bag there?
Oh, these here are souvenirs that I'm bringing to my panel.
Your panel?
Yeah, that's right. I'm giving a talk about Disney Anna.
Ah, yeah. You mean collectibles that are made by Disney.
Well, sort of. This is actually about Disney Anna.
Say what?
Yeah, actually, the talk is about collecting things from past Disney-related conventions. You see this here? This is a light bulb from a wall sconce on the second floor mezzanine at the Anaheim Convention Center from 2009's D23 event.
A light bulb.
And check this one out. This is a Dole Whip cup that was actually used by Mike Scopa during MouseFest 2008.
Hold on a second. You weren't even at MouseFest 2008. I know because I was there.
Right. And if you'd picked me up one of these while you were down there, you would have saved me the $500 that I had to spend to get it on eBay.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. The guy included free shipping. The sad thing is, I couldn't bring my biggest and best collectible.
Oh, really? What's that?
It's the podium I took from the 2007 Disneyland NFFC convention. Southwest said it was kind of big for a carry-on item.
Now that's downright disappointing. I thought the first piece of stolen luggage flew free.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Clinton.
Oh, hey, Ricky. Wow, everyone is here. I suppose you're running a panel, too. Let me guess, something about Inside the Magic?
No, mine's about how to be a Disney completist.
You mean like buying all the Vinylmation figures?
Well, sort of, but I'm actually talking about riding in every single seat on an attraction. Hey, it's harder than you think. You have to start off small and work your way up. Personally, I began with Dumbo in the Astro Orbiter, then I moved up to Star Tours, and then the Haunted Mansion, then Spaceship Earth, and I just finished a 2-year project to sit in every possible seat in every single vehicle on Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Wow, I'll bet Joe Rohde is just green with envy.
Yeah, but get this. On all those trips, I've still never seen more than 6 animals on the safari.
Still, I'll bet you saved the baby elephant from those poachers every single time.
Well...
Ricky!
Look, let's just say there's a reason that elephant's an audio animatronic now.
Quickly changing the subject, what else is going on here at the convention?
Here, check out my program. But don't lose it.
What? Oh, right. Disney Anna. Ooh, I see John Lasseter is going to be here.
No, he had to cancel at the last minute. Oh, but he sent along a bunch of his Hawaiian shirts.
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting.
Are you kidding? Most of the Pixar characters are based on designs on those things.
Yep, and I hear that they're developing a palm tree and hibiscus movie right now.
And word is, the advances in leaf rendering technology are amazing. Oh, Pixar, is there nothing you can do wrong?
Snap out of it, man!
Sorry.
What else do we have? Oh, looks like the Disney Cruise Line is here.
Yep, they're announcing construction of the newest ship in the fleet, the Disney Value. It's based on the Disney Value Resorts at Disney World. The selling point is cheap rates, but every cabin will be an inside room far away from restaurants and pools.
Does the ship at least have a theme?
Yeah. The Black Hole.
Well, heck, all this almost sounds like fun. Where do I go to register?
Oh, the standby line's right over there.
Wait time from this point, 120 minutes?
Too bad. All the fast passes for today are gone.
All right, how about I just meet up with you guys this evening?
Oh, great. We're all heading over to the Middling Fair Auditorium and use Chalkboard Eraser Outlet. That's where Disney is staging the pre-Broadway run of their latest musical, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, that stars Drew Carey and Tim Allen.
Wow. As fun as that sounds, I think I need to go to...
I finally got you. Guys.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Clinton. Oh, I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah, it was murder coming all the way from the fourth floor.
What's up?
Disney Pictures, they're about to start the new presentation. We need to go now if we want to get our seats.
What are they talking about?
It's all about the new Herbie movie. It's totally eco-friendly. He runs completely on batteries.
What's it called?
Herbie Passes Gas.
Seriously?
Look, it could have been worse. They were going to make another sequel to The Rescuers. I think they were trying to save Remy. Somehow he got stranded on an island.
And what was that one going to be called?
Radagascar.
Ugh. Any more?
How about the new project starring Rebecca Black?
Wait. Let me guess. It's Freaky Friday.
Dude, I don't think that you're taking this seriously.
But...
Yeah, Clint, that was pretty harsh.
I think we better go now.
Will I still see you at D23 in August?
Probably. Paul wants to bring home some big piece of Disneyana.
Yeah, every single chair from the main presentation hall.
Yikes! How many chairs is that?
I'll let you know as soon as I finish sitting in them all.
Right. Good luck with that.
Special thanks to our guests. Paul Berry from A Window to the Magic.
1.
www.windowtothemagic.com.
19.
Ricky Briganti from Inside the Magic.
75.
www.insidethemagic.net.
146.
And Terry Berry from Disney Tidbits. www.lrwh.us.
912. This is going to take a while.
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast. All one word with the number 4 at gmail.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast and follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy. Because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Go there and leave us a great review.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.